We're headed to San Francisco next week to cover Super Bowl 50. It'll be the Panthers and the Broncos, and Denver has had quite a year. Their defense being coordinated by former Cowboys head coach Wade Phillips. And what a season it's been. What a day it was yesterday for Wade and his defense against Tom Brady. And the Cowboys head coach, former Cowboys head coach, joins us now on the Ticket Hotline. Good morning, Coach, and congratulations.
I'm sorry. I just can't stop giggling when I hear that. He's going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's something. It's great for you, and boy, your defense was the story of the game.
Well, thank you, Junior. Yeah, I sure am proud of him. You know, Daddy never went to the Super Bowl, but I was going to the Super Bowl. We're going to California.
Yes, you are.
Mama Bolin says I can have all the seafood and hush puppies I want.
Well, yeah, you could probably do that in Denver or wherever. There's seafood restaurants everywhere.
She's a right nice owner, unlike Jerry. Hey, speaking of Jerry, I bet he's all wound up. Can we call him this morning? How about we prank call old Jerry this morning?
Okay. I mean, I guess we could do that. We have Jerry's number.
Y'all got his number, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
All right, have old Jerry call him. We'll call Jerry.
Okay, Jerry, can you dial up Jerry Jones? And Coach?
You kind of lay out. And I'm gonna fool him. I'm going to make a prank call here.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hello.
Yes, may I speak to a Mr. Jones, please?
This is him. Speaking.
Good morning, Mr. Jones. I am Miguel Calcutta with the IRS. and we've got a couple of questions for you about your tax returns. They look a little suspicious to us.
Is there some sort of problem with my returns?
There's a problem with your punt returns.
What's that?
Oh, nothing. I just have a few questions for you, sir, if you don't mind.
I'd prefer, can I have my CPA Roosevelt on a conference call with me?
No, I think this would be good for you, Mr. Jones, because you are the, are you not the owner of the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes, I am. What's your name again?
Miguel Calcutta Jones, and we have a couple questions for you. Did you really pay a man by the name of Jason Garrett $5 million to coach your football team last year?
Well, yes, I did, but I'm regretting that four-year deal more every day.
Oh, well, you'd be glad to hear, Mr. Jones, that we do have a regret deduction if you'd like to take that this year.
I sure as hell would, yes, please.
Okay, I'll write that down. Another question for you, Mr. Jones. It is Mr. Jones, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Who is this again?
This is Miguel. It's the IRS, Jerry. It's the IRS. Hey, did you really charge fans an average of $800 to sit and see and watch your football team play last year, Jerry? And did you really claim a museum exemption because you have artwork in that stadium, Jerry?
That is correct, yes. That $800 a seat or so, yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. But that includes a Glitz surcharge.
Oh, man, I love grits. I had a whole tub of them this morning.
No, glitz, not grits, glitz.
Is that lemon grits? I never had glitz before.
No, glitz.
Anyway, Mr. Jones, I have a couple more questions for you, Mr. Jones. It says here you have
glitters.
Says you have three kids, but they're all grown in their 40s or 50s, and yet you still claim one of them on your taxes.
Well, that is true, but he's touched. He's got like a whole mess of learning disabilities or something. I don't know. I can ask my wife.
All right, thank you. Thank you for that. And
something about his umbrella cord got wrapped around his neck or something.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them. That happened to Daddy's calves all the time on the farm.
Who is this again?
This is the IRS, Jerry. And one more question for you.
Uh-huh.
Could you please tell me the last year your football team went to a Super Bowl?
1996. Is it? Who is this, Wade? I knew it.
Oh, you got me, Jerry. Oh, but I got
you,
though.
I knew it because I knew that you knew that Jerry Jr. was touched.
I had you going, though, didn't I?
You did.
man, Jerry, that's funny.
I should have known you'd be calling me this morning, Wade.
That's almost as funny as the football team going 4-12.
All right. Well, you know what? I guess you did earn this little gloating phone call of yours.
Well, I did because you fired me, Jerry.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know how many times I took you out into the woods, luring you with candy or hamburgers, took you out into the woods and clubbed you over the head with a shovel or a croquet mallet?
Yeah, I enjoyed those times, Jerry. We had a lot of good times together.
Well, they were fun. The drives were fun. But I took you out there 58 times. 58 times you wandered back out of them woods and somehow found your way back home afterwards. You're one tough son of a bitch, Wade Phillips.
Well, and so are my defenses, too. I hope you saw them yesterday sacking that Tom Brady.
I think you got the emphasis on the wrong syllable somehow in there. But I do appreciate you're coaching more now than ever.
Well, you should. Old Garrett Top's not what he's cut out to be, is he, Jerry?
If I can get rid of Garrett within the next 24 hours, would you become my head coach again?
And come back to Dallas and coach up the Cowboys?
That's right, Wade. That's right.
No. You know why, Jerry?
Why?
Because my daddy never liked you. He said you was no good. And you know what? He was right. All those mean things you used to say to me about how I didn't know football and how I ate too much and how I was raised in a barn.
Your daddy
told you the
same thing. That last
part may have been true, Jerry, but I know how to coach defense, Jerry, and we's going to the Super Bowl, and you ain't. You ain't
all
even
right.
Close, Jerry. You're 4-12. Now, that's funny.
All right, wait.
Huh?
Just one more question. Since you're not coming back to coach for me.
Mm-hmm.
Final question.
All right.
How many of these tax returns am I in trouble for? I don't know. Which ones do I need to be pulling right now?
Jerry, I don't work for the IRS. I work for the Broncos. And they're nice, too, to me, Jerry. Their ownership lets me do anything I want, including ride that big old white horse.
God.
So I'm not in trouble with the IRS, Wade.
You ain't in trouble with the IRS. You're in trouble with the NFL because your football team sucks, Jerry.
Come on to you.
Oh, I guess they still get along. That's Wade prank calling Jerry, and we got to eavesdrop.